wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Rich. What's crackin' like? And this is the Big Boss Dog. Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom. What you gonna do? John Jay and Rich. We're not talking about Ren 1010. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy. Big Snoop Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up, fool.
John Jay and Rich. Phone number 877-937-1047. I ate so many tacos yesterday. So many tacos. Mm. And then there was like this interesting twist with the taco truck that I was at. Mm-hmm. That I can't stop thinking about it. There was a movie a couple years ago. And I sent you the screenshot of the movie, Suzette, last night. I asked you if you saw it. I can't remember. What's the name of the movie? It's with George Lopez. George Lopez was the star of this movie. And he was a teacher. And it takes place in Phoenix, where he's a high school teacher and he has all these kids and they build robots and they win these championships. They beat all these colleges and these high schools. They win all this money for their school. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the movie?
Spare Parts.
So, I don't know if you guys remember that movie when it came out.
Mm-mm. Don't.
Because I remember I was like, oh, George Lopez. So, the guy that owns the food truck was the main kid in this movie.
What?
Yeah. So, get this. He's undocumented, right? He's from Mexico. He's been here. He's 32 years old. He's been here 31 years. He's in a documentary about his life because there's a documentary about his life on Hulu. So he goes to high school in Phoenix. He joins this group in high school, and he's like a genius, and he can build all these robots, and he goes up against MIT and Harvard, and he competes and he beats everybody. Then, after winning and getting some money for his school, he gets a call from Steve Jobs, which he doesn't believe. Mm. This is Steve Jobs, and I want to donate some money. He's like, mm-hmm. Steve Jobs gives him $35,000 to start his dream. His dream is this food truck.
Oh, my God.
What? Not robots.
That's amazing.
His dream is this food truck. The food truck is at this Love Up event we've been doing. We've been doing these 7 days. We've been going for 7 days. My wife put this amazing thing together. We've been going to hospitals and giving all the nurses and doctors and janitors free food for lunch, right? Mm-hmm. So yesterday was another one of these days, and the food truck was there. And so my wife and kids, we were there, and we were, you know, saying, come on by, everybody, eat, eat, eat. And now it's time for me to eat. And I said, of course, I'm going to have the tacos. And they were the most amazing tacos. Mm. And I'm like, what's the story with these tacos? So I start talking to the guy, and that's the story with the tacos.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the fact that you were like, what's the story? And then there's a story there.
Yeah,
like,
and it's a crazy story. He's been to the White House twice.
Wow. What?
This guy, yeah. So immediately I call my sister. You got to do a TV show on this guy.
Yeah.
He's tried to become a 5-star Michelin chef. Right, he's gone to culinary school, mm-hmm. So he buys another food truck, so he can now expand. COVID hits, he's now in this problem where he's now got to sell the other food truck. So it's like he's on the beginning parts of his career about to explode, but now COVID hits and he can't. So he's like so emotional. My wife said he was crying. He was so grateful because Love Up is buying the tacos. We're buying the food for everything. You know what I mean? So it's like he needed this. This was a big moment for him, as well as we're feeding nurses and stuff. Mm-hmm. So then I said to my wife. You know, obviously I left early. And I said to my wife, I go, I can't stop thinking about these tacos. Can you bring some home, please? So she brought home 30 tacos.
Oh.
So, what?
Yeah. So the tacos.
That was her mistake because you know she's going to get blamed for you eating all 30 tacos.
I grazed on 30 tacos from 2 till 9 p.m. last night with my kids. And there were at the end of the night, there was just one taco sitting there.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, who's not going to eat this taco? And I mean, I'm like, I'm about to burst. But I just sat. They were so good. So I just shoved them down.
You just can't leave that one taco by itself.
I know.
Like, you just
I know.
Have to eat it.
And it's like the name of the food truck. It's like, I don't even know how to say the name of it. His name is Lorenzo Santillan, and the food truck, it's like, I don't even know the name of the food truck. To follow
do
him
you
on
not know the name of the food
Because it's not,
truck.
It's like NDANDA_AZ. So if you could find him, I even read it to my sister, the name of the food truck, but I don't remember it. It's not like a catchy name of food truck. We might have to help him with some marketing. Come up with a better name. But anyway, so there's a movie, the George Lopez movie called Spare Parts, mm-hmm. and that's about him. And then there's a documentary on Hulu about him too called Underwater Something. Underwater Something. It's about him and it's all about the robots. the story about the food truck hasn't been told yet. So anyway,
I'm interested to see how that conversation with Steve Jobs went. It's
I know.
I want to give you 35, whatever your dream is. Like, Steve's probably thinking, this guy's going to build the next robot doctor that we don't have yet or something like that. He's like, food truck.
Well, he told
Steve
Jobs.
Well, I already promised you the money, so here you go.
No, he said that Steve Jobs, he knows Steve Jobs knew that it was about this.
Okay.
But he said he didn't believe it was Steve Jobs.
Why would you?
Why would you?
Right.
Yeah. Who would?
That's crazy. Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm. You're going to invest
who
in my food
is this?
Truck.
Okay. It's Steve.
Yeah. He said, anyway. Okay, Steve. Thanks for the money.
Anyway, so today's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary!
And one of the reasons I like this day for my anniversary is because it's the 21st day of September from the Trolls movie, right?
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake's song.
Do you remember?
Do you remember 21st night of September? Love is changing the minds. It's like one of the only ways I can remember my anniversary is because it's a huge song, right? So, last week I text Kyle. I go, "Crap, it's my anniversary. What am I gonna get Blake?"
It's like you and Blake text me of what to get each other. I'm like, I don't know.
Did she text you about what to get me for my anniversary?
No, for your birthday.
Oh, for my birthday. Yeah, okay. I know. So for my anniversary, I didn't know what to get. Because it's such a pain, man, for the anniversary. What? You know what I mean? So
that's a good attitude.
I know. Let her not hear you say that.
So, you know, I've been having all these problems with Peloton, right? So I've tried to get a Peloton bike for the last, like, three times I've tried to get a Peloton bike, and I can't. And I already, the last time I went to the Peloton store, it was an issue. So I was like, I'm not going to that store anymore. I'm done. But I know she wanted a Peloton. So this guy I know. I know this guy. I've known this guy for years. He calls me and he's like, "Hey man, I heard you've been having issues with Peloton. I work for Peloton." I'm like, "You work for him? Like corporate?" He goes, "No, I work in the store." I'm like, "Oh," and he goes, "but I'm doing a lot of online stuff." He goes, "If you want to buy a Peloton, I can help you." And I go, "Okay, so I can buy the Peloton from you. Never have to go into that store again." And he goes, "Yeah." So I'm like, "Okay, I'll buy the Peloton from you over the phone. So I give the guy all the details, and he goes, "And the new Peloton just came out, and it's got this screen." And I've never sat on a Peloton. I've never been within 6 feet of a Peloton, right? So he starts telling me about the Peloton. He goes, "And the newest thing with the Peloton," he goes, I assume you have the Apple Watch, right?" I go, "No, I don't." And he's like, "You don't?" I go, "No." And he goes, "Well, if you have the Apple Watch, you just like run it by your Peloton, and it picks up your heart rate and your oxygen levels and whatever." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's cool." So I said, "Do you have anything? You know, like I can't, the Peloton can't be delivered for like 3 weeks or something." Mm-hmm. So like, "Do you have like a little tricycle or something I could like give Blake? Because what I need is something to give her today."
Yeah, you want something for her to open.
Yeah,
to
I can't
at least
go.
See you made the effort.
Peloton will get here till October. Happy anniversary. I got your Peloton. I got to give her something today. So I think I'll get her an Apple Watch and then say, "Happy anniversary. This is for you. For the Peloton." Well,
that's a good idea.
Okay.
So
not bad.
I call my buddy that runs Apple and I'm like, "Hey man, I need to get an Apple Watch." And he goes, "They just came out yesterday and we just opened the other day." I go, "What do you mean they just came out yesterday?" He goes, "The new ones just came out yesterday." Mm-hmm. And I go, "Great. Can I get one?" He goes, "Bro, they're like sold out. I got one left. Everyone wants the blue one." I go, "Can I get the blue one?" So he's like, "I'll hold the blue one for you, but can you get here like in an hour?" I'm like, "Yes."
Wow.
So I go to the Apple store. To get to the Apple store, there's a line, right? I walk to the Apple store. The line ends at the Peloton store. I'm standing in line at the end of the Apple store. I look, and there's the guy, Mike, that I bought the bike from.
Oh,
he's standing there. He looks at me and goes, "Hey." I go, "Hey." He goes, "What are you doing here?" "I'm buying an Apple Watch because you told me about the Apple Watch for the Peloton bike." He goes, "Here's the Peloton bike. Come on in." I go inside. I look at the Peloton. I stand on it. And I sit on it. I'm like, "This bike's great." Anyway. So my plan was to never go into the Peloton store. And I'm in the Peloton store an hour after I talked to the guy, after giving him all my credit card information, tell him I never wanted to come into that store. I'm sick and tired of the Peloton store. And I go, "Hey, man, I think I'll get these weights, too. Let me get this mat. I'll get the mat.
Oh,
and let me get the other thing, too. And what are these cables? Let me get these, too. Oh, these clip shoes? Let me get the shoes. And I'll get the, yeah, that's good. I'll get all that. Hey, thanks, man." And then I go into the Apple store. So I bought everything from the guy twice.
What are you doing here? You said you never wanted to be here.
Then my son Kemp, his phone breaks, right? It's frozen with the Apple on it and it doesn't, it breaks and it doesn't work. So I call my friend again, and he says, come on in. So the next day, I got to go back to the Apple store, the line again. Hey, Mike. I'm at the Peloton store again. There's a Peloton guy there. I'm like, hey, man. He goes, what are you doing? My son's phone broke. You got any new Peloton stuff? He's like, no, nothing new. I'm like, all right. I just stand there because I can't, the line's not moving. So like, I wanted nothing new with Peloton, and I can't get it out. I can't get out of that store.
It'd be funny if, like, for some reason you had to go like every day. Like, hey, come on in.
Oh my God. Anyway, happy anniversary. 21st day of September. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
No one wants to break bad news to someone, but maybe it'll go better if we're here the entire time. It's John, Jay, and Rich breaking bad news.
John, Jay, and Rich, time for breaking bad news. Now, this is where somebody has bad news they need to break to somebody in their life. We had this research that says if you receive bad news and your friends are around, it's easier to take the bad news. So, we're your friends. So if you have to give somebody bad news, we want to be there with you. Jacqueline has bad news she needs to tell somebody. Now, if I am correct here, Rich, you've been dealing with Jacqueline?
Yeah, well, so Jacqueline, say hello to Jacqueline, everybody.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, guys.
So Jacqueline, you've been talking to Rich for how long?
Just a couple of weeks.
All right, and who's the bad news? Who do you have to deliver it to?
So it's my mom, actually.
Oh, that always makes me nervous.
Yeah, her name's Michelle.
Okay, so you obviously don't want to tell us the bad news. So the only person that knows the bad news, is it Rich? Is it Delaney? Delaney just made a face. Are you the only one that knows the bad news?
Oh, I know what it is, too.
Oh, you know what the bad news is?
I'm wondering, based on what I know, if you think your mom's reaction on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being most angry, 1 being the least angry, where you think she's going to be?
I would say probably like an 8 or a 9. You're going to be really mad at me.
That's bad. That's pretty high.
I can tell you if it was my kid, knowing what I know, it would be way above an 8 or a 9.
Oh, God.
You would be mad?
I would be forming prayer circles and hurting myself.
Wow. So it's like a mad, not like a disappointment. Mm.
So Rich would be forming circles and hurting yourself if your son or daughter,
my daughter.
So they didn't put the dishes away?
Oh my gosh.
Strict household.
Tight ship. He just runs a tight ship.
That's right. Everybody's got responsibilities. But anyway.
The labels are facing the wrong way in the pantry. Oh my God. Get in here! Get in here! Putting the laces out.
I can't see.
What is this?
Like
it says Campbell's Soup? Campbell's Soup?
Audrey, did I say you could have water?
Oh. How am I going to know what to make for dinner?
Jacqueline? That is so not the way it is.
How do you think your mom's going to react? Is she going to pop off, or you think she'll like hang up?
I think she's going to be pretty mad, but I'm hoping that once I explain it, it'll be okay. And, you know, she loves you guys so much. So I'm really hoping that that'll help.
She also loves you. She's your mom.
And I think we're all glad you're not doing this by yourself. This is going to go a lot better with us helping you.
She loves us, but you love us too, right? You love us.
I do. I love you so much. Right, and honestly, I never really wanted to have to tell her about this, but now I feel like I have no choice and like I have to at this point.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get your mom on the line and then you're going to pick one of us to read the bad news to her, okay? So we'll do that in the next break, so hold on the line. Breaking bad news continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
We're in the middle of breaking bad news. It's John, Jay, and Rich. This is how it works. Jacqueline's on the line. She has some bad news she has to deliver to her mom. Only Rich knows the bad news, and Delaney in the back knows the bad news. They've been talking to Jacqueline for a week or so. And so the bad news is written in an envelope, and it is sealed in an envelope. Rich is holding the envelope. And the way it works is we're going to call Jacqueline's mom, get her on the phone, talk to her for a little bit. Then when the time comes, we're going to rip open the envelope and read her the bad news. Now, Jacqueline, who do you want to read the bad news?
So I'm going to pick Kyle.
Sorry, Kyle. Here's your envelope.
Okay, so do you want to rip it open now before we get her mom on?
Yeah, okay, I'll just tell you guys first, and then we'll call her mom.
That segment won't work properly, so let's get her mom, Michelle, on the phone. And Rich says that this is the kind of bad news where if he got it from his daughter, he would...
Prayer circle, immediately.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Is this Michelle?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Michelle. This is the John Jay and Rich Show. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm fine. Why are you calling me?
We're calling you because we have bad news for you.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I know.
Are you serious?
Kind of, well, yeah, actually, 100% serious. Yeah. We have your daughter on the line, Jacqueline. Jacqueline, say hi to your mom.
Hi, Mom.
Oh,
I'm so sorry about this.
So you're on our Breaking Bad News segment.
Oh, no. That's not what I wanted to hear.
Well, at least you're laughing. So Jacqueline's been talking to Rich for a week or so, a week and a half or so, and she's got some bad news she wants to tell you. So if you listen to our show, you know that that bad news has been written in an envelope. It's sealed in an envelope. Only Rich knows the bad news, and it's sealed in an envelope, and your daughter picked Kyle to give you the bad news. So,
sorry, Michelle.
So, Michelle,
let's just do this and get it over with.
Okay, whenever you're ready. So, here's how it works. Kyle's going to rip it open and just read it to you loud and clear and cold.
All right, here we go, Michelle. Not very good at ripping. Hold on. Hold on.
We really sealed it.
Hold on. Okay, sorry. Okay, here it comes. Hey, Mom, I wanted to let you know I got a part-time job. I'm doing OnlyFans now, and I'm going to start promoting my account on social media so I can make more money. I love you. Please don't kill me.
What is OnlyFans? I haven't heard of that one. Is that like Instagram or something? I don't know. What?
Wow.
Kind of, Mom. It's basically a place where I post exclusive content and people pay a subscription every month for my account.
To your account. But, I mean, what exactly kind of exclusive content are you posting?
Yeah, just pictures of me.
Yeah, but don't you do that on Instagram? I mean, why are people paying for it on this site?
So, these would be sexier pictures, like, in lingerie?
Oh, no. You're posting in lingerie? Jackie, what are you thinking?
Mom,
what are you thinking?
Naked by any means. I'm covered up. Kind of. I mean, you know, the bra and underwear.
Sometimes.
Basically just a swimsuit.
It's not a swimsuit. That is not the same at all. Lingerie it's totally different.
Mom, it is. You know, I post bikini pics for free on Instagram and stuff, and I post on OnlyFans, and, like, I'm just like that, but I make money. I made $500 last month. I mean, imagine if I started promoting myself, like, on Instagram and through DMs. Like, I could really market myself if I wanted to make a lot of money. I've seen girls thousands of dollars on OnlyFans. Mom, I'll be able to pay off my student loans, probably my car. This is huge.
Look, I don't like this, Missy. I mean, I want to see exactly what it is that you're posting.
No, you do not.
Do you though?
I don't know if you want to see it, but I can promise you, Mom, I promise I'm not naked.
Look, I'm going to support you, Jacqueline. I mean, whatever you want to do. The one thing is, look, I want you to realize that anything you put on the internet is going to be up there forever and ever and ever. I mean, once you post it, it's out there. It's gone. People copy it. People share it. It's out there. You can't just delete it and think it's gone. It's not gone. It's never really gone. I mean, you have to decide whether you want that kind of stuff out there forever. I mean, it's for everyone to see. I mean, all kinds of creeps, all kinds of weirdos, all of these people like that. And then you've got, like, anybody, when you go to get a job, they're going to start doing searches. There's facial recognition stuff. I mean, you've got a future partner. You've got kids down the line. I mean, you know, it's like you have to be sure that this is exactly what you want and you know what you're doing because it's forever. It's a decision that's today, but it's something that's going to last and affect you forever.
Mom, I've thought about this a lot, and, like, I appreciate you being so concerned, but and you make really good points, but this could seriously help me out and set me up financially. Like, working in customer service right now is not cutting it anymore, and I'm going to do it. But I just wanted to let you know that when you see me promoting it, you won't be totally shocked.
Well, you just better hope your dad doesn't see it.
Oh,
no.
I was hoping that you would take care of that one.
Hey, not my circus, my dear. Okay.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
I'll leave Louis Vuitton when I'm rich.
Hey.
We're swimming in cash.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that. I mean, there's no such thing as easy money. Nothing's free. And it's just like, you know, think about your future. That's all I'm saying.
Total
mom.
Mm-hmm. Total mom, Michelle.
All right. Just tell everybody you're an accountant. Nobody asks those questions when you say, no one's seen those TikToks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's the foot account
asks one. Question mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you right. say you're an accountant.
Oh, yeah. It's a song. It's
like, yeah.
Okay. So, Michelle, you're great. You were fantastic. You are a beautiful mom. I can tell you're a great mom. Jacqueline, you sound like you're a fantastic model. Looking forward to joining your OnlyFans.
Subscribing.
Oh, yeah, thanks, guys.
I was going to sign up, but then when I heard Jess Lingerie, I'm like, oh, no nudity.
John Jay.
Did you see Tyga? Tyga got his own, Tyga went OnlyFans.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. What is he posting? Music?
Yeah, but the videos are OnlyFans worthy.
Okay. Yeah.
I signed up. All right, Jacqueline, Michelle, thank you. That's Breaking Bad News, John, Jane, Rich.
Use your phone like an actual phone and call us. 877-937-1047. John, Jay, and Rich.
Rich, you got a life hack this morning?
Sure do, especially with school back in. Like, I know my boy Christopher goes back full-time in person today. Like, all week, all day. So, I have some school life hacks. I wish I had known about this one like a few weeks ago when I was trying to help out with math. If you have a math problem that you can't solve, download the app that is called Photo Math. And you scan a picture of the math problem and it gives you an animated way of how to solve it. Mm. The correct way to solve it. I wish I had that for algebra with them last week. Also, they say blue ink, like right here. If you want to remember something in your life, write it down in blue, not black ink. Your mind remembers it better.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I only use blue ink.
Well, see, that's a good thing. Do you remember what you write down?
I just can't read it. I have horrible handwriting.
No, he does not remember. He writes it down and then you translate it, Rich.
So for studying, they say when you're studying for a certain subject, study as if you have to teach the subject during the test, that you're the teacher.
Okay.
And they say you'll pay more attention. And then this is really pretty big, too. When you study, only study for 30 minutes and take a 10-minute break every 30 minutes because you'll retain more information. And if you need to wake up, nothing better than peppermint because it stimulates your mind and wakes you up. So there's your school life hacks or remembering stuff like that.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Suzette, what's the video game you became addicted to this weekend?
The video game?
The one on your phone.
Oh, it's called Among Us. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
Yes. My kids have been playing it for like 2 weeks.
I knew it. You know, I was going to text you and ask you. Like, I want to play with your kids so bad. So, Mr. Baby, you know, he plays video games. He said that a lot of streamers have been talking about this game on your phone. And he's like, come on, you have to play with us. You have to play with us. And we really didn't have much going on this weekend. So I was like, fine, I'll give it a shot. I'll get to, like, kick it with you and we'll be doing something. So I downloaded the game Among Us. And it's basically like Clue. So you're playing with a lot of people. You're on this, like, map where you have to do certain tasks. But someone is assigned the imposter, the killer.
You want to be the imposter is what Dutch says.
Yes, you do. You do. And, you know, you secretly have to get away and find someone alone and kill them. And then everybody comes into this, like, chat room and starts discussing who they think killed the person. Now, the person that's killed can't, you know, chat with anyone because they know. But you start kind of going in on everyone, you know, as, like, the killer is usually always like, I think it was Blue. Blue killed everyone. And Blue's like, why me? I was in the electrical room. So it gets kind of heated.
Huh.
And then you try to figure out, like, you know, who the killer is. But it's so addicting.
That's what they said. My kids love it. And listen to the reasoning behind it. My kids only play video games on the weekends. And they say, because we're only allowed to play video games on the weekend, we play this game during the week when we're at school. Because it's on our phones.
Yeah.
And I took that and I was like, okay. And I walked away and I was like, I wonder if I should talk to Blake about that rule. That seems like a loophole in the rule.
Yeah, it's a video game, but it's on your phone.
I know.
So it's a little different. Yeah, I want all of us to play because it's actually really fun.
And it's only been around for like 2 weeks or something. I don't think it's been around. They've been on it from the beginning.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, speaking of Suzette, What's your sign? Suzette's going to let you know all about your horoscope sign. What's the vibe today?
Let's talk about the quote that best represents you according to your horoscope sign.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, horoscopes. What's the vibe?
The quote that best represents you according to your horoscope sign.
Good morning, Shanae. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's your sign?
Gemini.
We know. Geminis are funny, social, and love connecting and communicating with people. We know this, Shanae. It's actually difficult to tell a Gemini's age because they seem so youthful and are always open to learning. Now, a quote that best represents you, Gemini, is from Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Self-development is a higher duty than self-sacrifice.
That's right. It's always great to develop from within.
That's right. And I just started following Shanae on Instagram, too.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. You're the best. The best follow.
I love it. I love sending you a tag and you like, hey, this is what it said.
Yeah. Shanae's the best.
All right, Shanae, have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Etta, what's your sign?
Hey, I'm an Aries.
An Aries. Okay, so for an Aries, Aries are known to be courageous, adventurous, energetic, and confident. They like people who can keep up with their fast pace and high energy level. Aries can be unnecessary daredevils at times, but that's what you do when there isn't much that scares you. Now, a quote that best represents you, Aries, is from J.K. Rowling. Anything's possible if you've got enough nerve.
I love that. I also love the Harry Potter series, so that totally works out.
that's awesome. I love that.
Thanks, Etta. Molly, what's your sign?
Thank you. I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio. So Scorpios are so determined and forceful that they're constantly working on making things happen. They're very attractive, passionate, and ambitious individuals, and people are drawn to them. A quote that best represents you, Scorpio, is from Steve Jobs. The people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Yeah, I could see that. The hot part, too.
Very attractive, yes. Yeah, that's the sexual sign right there, Scorpio.
Thanks.
Now, John Jay for Virgos. Virgos love to solve problems, that especially includes the people closest to them. They like helping them out. A Virgo is always there for you, even though they may seem detached. They're actually very present and invested in what you have to say. Now, a quote that best represents you is from Oprah. I've come to believe that each of us has a personal calling that is as unique as a fingerprint, and that the best way to succeed is to discover what you love and then find a way to offer it to others in a form of service, working hard, and also allowing the energy of the universe to lead you.
Is there a shorter version of that quote? Oprah.
You got the longest quote, but it's from Oprah, so that's a win right there.
I speak your name, Oprah. Thank you.
I'll text it to you. Kyle for Libras. Libras are so easygoing and charming, and they make people feel at ease around them. Libras can be indecisive and don't enjoy conflict, but if they see something that's unfair, they will do whatever they can to stop it. Now, a quote that best represents Libra is from George Bernard Shaw. You see things and you say why, but I dream things that never were and I say why not.
Okay.
Kyle why says not? That all the time.
Why not?
I've heard her say before, you know, I believe it was George Bernard Shaw that said.
She always says, why not? Uh-huh. Why not?
Why not? Let's just try it. Let's just do it.
Because she dreamed about it. That's why. Rich for Pisces. Pisces are known to be creative, romantic, and compassionate. They feel things so deeply and are empathetic. They're definitely here to help anyone who needs it, and they can sometimes be a little too sensitive for the world and will retreat into their own imagination. And a quote that best represents Pisces is from Nora Ephron. Above all, be the hero of your life, not the victim.
Who's Nora Ephron?
She wrote like Sleepless in Seattle and When Harry Met Sally and that kind of stuff. I think that's who she is.
Really?
Wow. I think. I could be wrong.
Okay. Or she was on SNL.
No. I think that's who she is. I think she's a famous writer.
I know. I recognize the name.
Wow. Okay.
That's a good quote.
Yeah. And for Capricorns, Capricorns are dedicated, hardworking, and disciplined. They are at times... there are times when they have to be reminded to take a break or a vacation, as they're extremely motivated and getting the job done is very important to them. For such a reserved sign, they can be very funny and sexy. Now, a quote that best represents you, Capricorn, is from Malcolm X. The future belongs to those who prepare for it today. As I've said before, I'm the planner. I love planning everything. A little too much, but I just feel comfortable doing that.
Wow, that's a quote from Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
Or, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. That's in the movie Malcolm X.
I'll take that one, too. I'll take that quote.
Oh, right. Do you guys see this app? I got to tell you something. It's an app, actually. By the way, the rest of these, if we didn't get to your sign, we'll put them up at johnjayandrich.com. You know, many times I say I come up with ideas and then or TV show ideas, and then I pitch them, and I say them on the air, and then someone else steals them. This is an idea, and I don't think I ever said this on the air, but I pitched this to my sister one time. It was on the heels of Vine going away, and my thought was this. This was my idea. Let's say, this is 5 years ago, so before the way social media is now. Let's say you're at the Super Bowl. Someone's at the Super Bowl, and you want to see what it's like at the Super Bowl. You go to this app, and there's people that log on to the app that are at the Super Bowl, and you can watch the Super Bowl through their eyes, like an IG Live.
Oh, okay. That's
right?
Cool.
Right? Or they're at the Grammys or like at the Emmys last night, right, at certain events. Or maybe they're at a swap meet, and they're wherever they are, but you go, they all log on to this app, and they say, hey, here's where I am, here's where I am, here's where I am, and you can be at this event. Well, now there's a version of that idea that's out now, and I'm bummed because I feel like it's my idea, but they took it a little different. It's called Mole. Did you hear about this yet?
No.
So... it lets you hire anonymous strangers to work as spies for you. You go on the app when you want to see live video of a certain location. And someone who's at that location will get a few dollars to live stream it for you.
Oh, that's so creepy.
I know. But like if you're trying to spy on your boyfriend and you're like, I wonder if anyone's on the corner of this or someone's at this club and you can.
That's so creepy.
I know. Yeah. They're taking it. It's like my idea was innocent.
Right.
My idea was innocent. But now they're. But then again, if you think about it, how many times have I been like at a concert or something and caught someone cheating because someone was looking at my feed?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's out now. It's called Mole.
It's a perfect name for it.
I know. Yeah. I know. Sure. I'm bummed that like my sister wasn't smart enough to take my idea and make it into something.
It's her fault.
Kyle, what's something you're working on for three things we need to know?
On Friday, hashtag TikTok ban started trending, so I will let you know where the fate of TikTok lies today. Is it banned? Is it going away? What's happening? I'll fill you in. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John, Jay, and Rich.
Blow us up on text. We don't care. Text JJR and your message to 96893.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
So you probably saw it all over social media all weekend long. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died of complications from metastatic pancreatic cancer. This happened Friday at her home in D.C. She was 87 years old. Now, President Trump described her as a titan of the law. And among so many other things, she demonstrated that one can disagree without being disagreeable towards one's colleagues or different points of view. She was a fighter to the end. Now, the big question that seems to be out there is, will he appoint a new justice before the election? Mitch McConnell made it clear that Trump, whoever he selects, will get a vote on the floor of the United States Senate. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens at this point. In the meantime, on Friday, hashtag TikTok ban started trending because Trump was like, that's it. TikTok's banned as of Sunday. It's not going to be in the App Store. And as of mid-November, it's not going to be as of any use to anyone in the United States. And then Saturday came and all of a sudden... the deal is done. President Trump said he would give his blessing to a proposed deal that would see TikTok partner with Oracle, which was the original plan. But now Walmart has also stepped in, which may be the difference in whatever went wrong with the first deal they tried to make happen. Now WeChat, that's a different story. WeChat is supposedly still going to get banned. TikTok looks like things are going to be fine. In fact, one of the TikTok CEOs went on and said, we're here to stay. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. And it's like, okay, cool. So this deal will make Oracle responsible for hosting all TikTok's U.S. user data. And Walmart said it's going to provide e-commerce fulfillment payments and other services to the new company. So Trump says this will make everyone safe or whatever.
Remember, I was like addicted to TikTok. I would just sit there and hours, spend hours. But now there's just been this like influx of just bad content. It's boring content. Like, I'm scrolling, and it's really? Like, there's just stuff that goes nowhere. It used to be like, you'd
your
have
algorithms
it.
Off.
It's just, it was just, it's just like nonsense now. It's hard for me to find the good stuff. It used to be just
it's
every.
It's all about your liking. Like, what videos you're liking, and then you'll get more of those videos.
Well, I don't really like a lot of videos. I just scroll.
Oh no! Got and then it's like, it's just like,
and now it's just like, you know, like you sit through a 45 seconds of something, wait for a payoff, and then it goes nowhere, and I'm like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I wish there was an unlike so that I wouldn't get any more of those.
Yeah. Scientists, you guys, have been working on a COVID-19 breathalyzer device. So this works exactly like your drunk driver breathalyzer test. And they hope that their prototype can actually give healthcare systems a quicker option for testing and getting results. At this point, while it is cheaper and easier to use and operate, the device only has a 76% accuracy when comparing COVID-19 cases to healthy patients? What's that?
Float.
In any case, the score jumps to 95% accuracy when comparing coronavirus patients to other lung infections. They're still working on it. They'll probably tweak a couple of things, hopefully get that accuracy up, and it will be a cheaper and easier device for healthcare workers. And that's three things you need to know.
All right, we're going to get into Emmys, Cardi B, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Beyonce. There's a lot of stuff we got to get into. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
So yesterday I was on social media scrolling, right? And I follow Kim Kardashian. I follow Paris Hilton. I don't remember which account it was on, but they were like Paris. Together. They're like friends. And I thought it was maybe an old video. And then I find out it's not an old video. They're they're hanging out again.
Cuties. Opposite twins. I know, I love it.
They're like hanging out in the limo.
We're just hanging out. Just a fun day, me and Paris. If you haven't seen her documentary on YouTube, you guys should check it out.
It's so weird because Kim Kardashian was her assistant.
I know.
Back in the day.
And then they were besties and then they weren't. You see, Kim supposedly has her divorce with Kanye all planned out. And she's just waiting for like this latest episode to end. I mean, he was like, obviously on Twitter and everything about his masters. He did, though, promise Taylor Swift he would get her masters back for her because Scooter's a close personal friend. We'll see if that happens.
That's crazy.
Like, so you're not feuding anymore? Okay, good.
Wait, so real quick, I have this. Where's my Beyonce? Oh, it's the Beyonce thing. I had it over here. Darn it. So I guess Beyonce's mom has this Twitter account, or it's a Twitter account of Beyonce's mom. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she had Beyonce do this joke.
Corny joke time.
Yeah. But in the very first part, she doesn't have her makeup on, and then her daughter says no, mom, and puts her hand over her face.
I love her daughter. Like, do you have it?
I have it. But what's funny about the video, you see your daughter put her hand over Beyonce's face, and it's almost like you want to be like, do you know what you're doing?
I know, but it's like, it's so, just makes her such a real mom, because it's right. Like, that's what kids do. Yeah.
I know.
Why does Snoop Dogg need an umbrella?
No. That voice?
But Drizzle.
Mom, the voice, no.
But Drizzle.
No. No.
Hobby. I really appreciate you doing the joke because I know how busy you are, but can't you, like, will you just put on some makeup and get in some good light and stuff? Because you're like, I mean, it's the gala, girl. All right, call me back.
It's corny joke time. Why does Snoop Dogg need an umbrella?
And she's got all the makeup on and all glammed out with the ring light, and she looks fabulous. All right, what do you got, Kyle?
Tom Hardy is rumored to replace Daniel Craig as the next James Bond. Mm-hmm. Sure, that may win some awards. And speaking of awards, of course, the Emmy Awards were last night. So the show opened up with Jimmy Kimmel hosting, and it was like business as usual. Everyone there, all glammed out.
Welcome to the pandemies. Wow, it's great to finally see people again. Thank you for risking everything to be here. You know what they say, you can't have a virus without a host.
And you look and there's like everyone in the audience, and he makes jokes towards certain people and you see their reactions. And I was so confused, legit so confused. I'm like, no one's even wearing masks and they're all sitting really close to each other. And then at the end of his monologue, he's like, of course I'm alone. And they pan to the real empty arena that he's in, and it's literally just him and Jason Bateman, and they do this bit where it's Jason Bateman won't leave, blah blah blah, and I was like, oh my god, they totally got me. How did they get me? So in the first hour of the Emmys, S Creek basically won every award.
Yeah, like breaking records, right?
Wow. Yeah, it was literally S Creek, S Creek, S Creek. And you know, we can't say the real word. It's the S word, but it's not really the S word. It's a hilarious show if you haven't watched it, obviously. But Kimmel had to make a joke about how many times they've actually won.
If you're counting, S Creek has now won 17 Emmys, 2 Peabodys, and I think a Soul Train Award. Congratulations to them.
So we called it. Zendaya won for her role in Euphoria. Knew that was going to happen. I was really excited to see that happen. Among other awards, the presenters, they used a lot of like people that have been really helpful throughout the pandemic. They had, you know, like a truck driver present, just normal everyday people, a teacher present on the awards. And of course, Jennifer Aniston was there in the very beginning and she helped Jimmy Kimmel put out like a fire. And then she quote unquote went home. And when Jimmy Kimmel checked back on her at home, she had some friends with her.
Courtney's there?
Yeah, of course I'm here. We live together.
You do?
Yeah, we've been roommates since 1994, Jimmy.
But I thought that was,
is this live TV?
Unbelievable. Hey. This, Lisa Kudrow, you live there too?
Yeah, where else would I live?
I mean, this is so funny. I don't know.
That wasn't the only reunion Jennifer Aniston had over the weekend. She had a reunion with her ex, Brad Pitt.
Who that?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Aniston.
Hi, Pitt.
How you doing?
Good, honey. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
None of you guys have gotten a haircut.
That was so crazy.
I was dying too. It was a table read for Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's
and it was
so
like,
crazy.
At one point, there was this read between Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. And it's somewhat racy, so you're only going to hear part of it. But basically, Brad's character is obsessed with Jen's character.
Her eyes are filled with desire as she says,
"Hi, Brad. You know how cute I always thought you were. I think you're so sexy. Will you come to me?"
Angle on Brad in Daydream. In a nice shirt, his hair combed back, and looking great. Just about to fall into passionate love making.
That gave me butterflies in my stomach.
Because Brad Pitt was playing a character named Brad.
Yes,
right?
I got you, yes.
And there's this famous, famous, famous scene from that movie. That is crazy the way they reenacted it, and it's just so well done.
But
and
just
it was
watching,
it's almost like
everyone's reaction.
It was all put together, like Julia Roberts.
Oh, she was smiling and laughing. It was unbelievable. Oh, it was great.
I was texting back and forth to Kyle because Kyle has a Samsung, I have an iPhone. I sent her the link right away, and I'm like, "This is amazing! I can't stop watching it." And she was like, "So many questions," and I was like, "What?" Because you got a different link. I sent her the.
Like a link for like something really political.
A political thing, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, this Brad Pitt in, and then she was like, "Oh my god!" We were going back and forth. My sister and I were going back. I was going back and forth with my sister and Kyle nonstop. Like, oh my god, this is huge.
It was just those moments. It was fabulous. It was fabulous.
Oh my gosh. All right. Now we got to get into TV that we're watching. Okay. We're watching a lot of TV. All of us, bunch of stuff dropped over the weekend. Got to fill you in because I think there's stuff about some of the TV that maybe you don't know that you're watching that I would like to fill you in on, I think. Maybe some backstory. I'll tell you next. John, Jay, and Rich.
Blow us up on text if you want. You can even troll us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
Forgot to get to the Cardi B stuff. What do you got on Cardi B and The Rock?
So Offset actually just performed at our iHeartRadio Music Festival this weekend with Offset. The Migos. Cardi B over the weekend took to Instagram Live to thank all of her fans for all the love and the prayers, saying that she's in a very good place amid her split with Offset and just sort of update us all on why.
I just got tired of arguing. I got tired of not seeing things eye to eye. Nothing crazy out of this world happens. Why y'all wanted to be a baby? Why y'all wanted to be, oh, he cheated again? Why? Y'all want me to get cheated on 15 times before I leave? You want to just have a kid before I leave? No. Sometimes you want to stop it before it gets to that.
And that's it.
You could tell she was like really upset too because everyone was saying that she filed for divorce for clout because that Friday she put out a new song and then Offset dropped 2 new songs and she's like, I don't need to do anything for clout, especially because she said that WAP is number one right now.
Yep.
All right, and what's The Rock story?
So there was a huge storm in his neighborhood. It knocked the power out. His front gate wouldn't budge because of electrical issues. Obviously, the power is out. So he ended up literally ripping the whole thing off with his bare hands. just to get out. It's like, that's so the Rock. Mm-hmm. You know?
He should post the video footage. The video footage of him doing that. That should be great. All right. Oh, my God. All right. We're going to get into some TV. Sigourney, what's up? You're on the air.
So, The Devil All the Time came out this weekend. I haven't seen it. Did you guys see it? Is it worth it?
Who saw The Devil All the Time?
I saw half of it.
Okay, I saw the whole thing too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what was funny about The Devil All the Time is that it stars Batman and Spider-Man.
Yeah, it does. That's so weird.
Yeah, that's
and Edward. Because I think Edward from Twilight,
and he was more like Edward from Twilight. I think he looked so transparent. He looked like a vampire, yeah. Robert Pattinson. But all right, so we will review that movie for you. That's on Netflix and a bunch of other TV shows that came out and anything else. If there's any show that you saw, like if you've watched, let's get into since the Emmys were last night too. So let's say if you saw The Devil, what's it called? Devil All Around?
Devil All the Time.
Devil All the Time. If you watched The Boys, anybody catch up with The Boys?
Yes.
Did you see when she ripped his face off?
Oh, my goodness.
This is one of the most crazy shows on TV. Have you started watching it, Kyle?
No.
It's such a good show.
I had to look away at that point. Oh, when ripped the face off, I was like, whoa. So,
The Boys is good. Ratchet.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys know the story behind Ratchet?
I don't.
I can't wait to fill you in on that. Don't say. I want to tell you. I want to tell you guys about it. Because I think you can figure it out just by the name.
Yeah.
So I want to tell. If they don't know, I want to tell them.
Okay.
All right. So 877-937-1047. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
Watermelon Sugar. iHeartRadio Music Awards. No, iHeartRadio Music Festival was this weekend. And every year for the last 10 years, we've been in Vegas, been a part of it. And this year it was virtual or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I caught some of it. I didn't catch all of it. But
there was a lot of pretty incredible performances from Alicia Keys, who opened the whole thing up. Coldplay, surprisingly, was very entertaining.
They were cool.
Really, really good.
Coldplay was so boring.
I really liked it.
Suzette and I were texting each other about how boring Coldplay was.
I think it depends on what mood you were in when you're watching it.
Yeah,
though,
I thought it looked really cool. Like,
wow. BTS was good.
I would not be surprised if many people felt that way because it's virtual. You have more of a chill vibe. When you're there in the performance, it may have, you would want something more hype. But for me, it was like Coldplay was very chill, and that was sort of the vibe that I was in when I was watching it.
But the Coldplay thing to me was like, it was like a video. It was like produced. It was like a video. It wasn't like watching a performance.
It's all virtual.
I know, but it wasn't like watching a, like when you watched BTS, they came out and they danced, they did a thing, and you're like watching it.
BTS was like, I mean, fire. We've got a little bit of their performance.
That made me get up.
Yeah.
I did like when Carrie Underwood made a virtual appearance on the virtual Keith Urban performance. I was like, how many layers of virtual can we go? But I think by far my favorite performance was Miley Cyrus.
It's a really good song, too.
She said something behind the scenes at the festival that made so much sense of why she loves performing at the iHeart Festival so much is because our company is so amazing in how they literally combine all the genres in one show. And she's like, this is a place where I feel like I fit in. She's like, usually when I do other shows where it's just one genre specific, she's like, I don't really feel like I apply there because I'm a little bit rock, I'm a little bit country, I'm a little bit pop, I'm a little bit of all of it. And
that's
here
true.
At the iHeart Festival, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Miley's band kicks ass. They were incredible behind her.
She looked really good.
All right, so it's going to air if you missed it. Right, it's going to air
again
in a couple weeks.
Okay.
So let's get into TV. So I'm going to tell you something about a movie in the 70s. It's called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And it won all these Academy Awards. And it was with Jack Nicholson. And you know how like Darth Vader always wins for most evil villain?
Yeah.
In One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, there was a villain. And she was a nurse. Her name was Nurse Ratched. And she's one of the meanest characters in movie history. You hate this woman.
Oh.
You hate her. And I remember seeing it in college, this movie. And it's a great movie. And the geniuses behind Nip Tuck and American Horror Story and Hollywood on Netflix, this is her story.
Oh, wow.
So it's called Ratched.
Oh, interesting.
On Netflix.
Okay.
It's called Ratched. And it's about the mental institution, and it's about Nurse Ratched and how she started.
So in that movie, she's just like a side character.
She won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress.
Okay, but she wasn't like the main character. It wasn't that movie wasn't about her.
Right. It's like just like how Darth Vader. It was like about Luke Skywalker, but Darth Vader. So this is about like if you were watching a movie about the making of Darth Vader.
Oh.
This is a story about the making of Nurse Ratched.
That's genius.
Yeah, yeah. And I wonder if there's probably going to be characters from One Flew the Cuckoo's Nest that are probably in the mental institution now. But it's number one on Netflix and it's called Ratched.
Yeah, it looks really like good. American Horror Story when it starts, which
Sarah Paulson's
in it. No, I just saw the preview.
Oh, I'm on episode 3.
I'm in the middle of episode 2.
And episode 1, the first 10 minutes is some of the most violent television you'll ever see. I was like, I'm watching going, I wonder what the story is. And it's like, what?
It hooks you right away.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, when I saw it on Instagram, on Netflix, I saw Ratched, and I thought something completely different. I was like, oh, there's a show called Ratched.
It's about Delaney's feet before like a pedicure.
Like a makeover show?
You always call your feet Ratched before you get a pedicure.
When I clicked on it, it was like the complete opposite of Ratched. I was like, okay. But I was hooked immediately. I had no idea what it was about.
It is definitely worth seeing.
Yeah, it's good.
I actually turned it off in the middle of episode 3 because I just, not that I couldn't take it anymore, but I was just like, I need a break.
You do?
From
it's intense
stuff. Yeah. Especially if you get a chance, go watch the movie.
Okay.
Because when you see her, you literally hate her. She's so mean. Right now, I actually like her.
I feel like this show's going to make you like her.
But then when you see the movie, you hate her.
But do you think the movie would hold up? Because it's so
old. Oh, yeah. No, it's a mental instance. Yeah, no, it would hold up. She's so mean. She's so mean. Anyway, the other thing everyone was asking about was The Devil All Around.
All the time. I say all around.
It is a weird title.
It is. It is a little weird.
The Devil All the Time.
What
I thought
did you guys
it was
think?
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at first I was like, this is weird. Like, what am I watching? Where is it going? But I was more like just drawn by how good of actors every single one of them is. Robert Pattinson, Tom Holland. Like, it was hard for me to let go and say, you know, that's Spider-Man right there. What? Why is Spider-Man doing that? Or why is Edward from Twilight doing that? But finally, like, at the end, I was, like, just more focused on how incredible they all were. Because even Sebastian Stan, that is Bucky, the Winter Soldier from Avengers, is in it. He's the cop.
So I knew he looked familiar.
Yeah, that's him.
I knew it.
I didn't even recognize him.
Mm-hmm. You didn't recognize him?
Nope.
I was like,
movie.
That guy looks so familiar. And then to the point where I go, did I grow up with him? Like, you know what I mean? You ever do that? You're like, how do I know that guy?
Yeah. That is the darkest, twisted movie I think I've ever seen. And it was excellent. But it's like one of those, you know how they say it's a slow boil to a burn? There's some scenes that you're afraid of when they start happening.
Oh, yeah.
But once it gets towards the end, it resolves everything.
I don't think I was in the right frame of mind. I had just finished The Duchess, which is hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's a very kind of vile comedy. And then I went right into The Devil All the Time. And it moved too slow for me. It didn't hook me at all. And I'm like, I'm not finishing it.
Yeah,
I made it 45 minutes, almost an hour.
Slow burn.
I think the first half hour is the darkest part. I don't think after that it's just like a slow movie. It was good acting. I don't think it's one of those like. I don't think it's the darkest movie I've ever seen.
Was it supposed to be out at the theater and then they just did a Netflix? Netflix picked it up, or was it a Netflix Orig?
I mean, look. Does it say Netflix on my shirt?
No, your Nurse Ratched history.
I know. Jesus. If anyone would know the answer to that question, it would be you, John.
I don't. I think it says the next. I saw it said Netflix original when it started.
While watching it, it's like weird. It's like, okay, what's happening here? But when you finish it, I was really happy with the movie. Like, I thought it was really good. And then you just fall in love with how good these actors are. That's what mainly got me.
But I want to fall in love with the story, not the actors.
It's a good
story. How good they're acting.
It's a strange story.
It's got a serial killer vibe. It's about two very small towns, and all the towns of the people are connected. And then,
for some reason,
And then it's like, it's got a good ending, but it's...
I'm okay with the ending. Like, I'm happy with that ending.
It feels like Fargo to me. Like,
I
the movie and the TV show.
Oh. Didn't see either one of them. Sorry.
But the first half hour is dark.
That's why I said I possibly was just in the wrong frame of mind when I sat down to watch it and didn't know what I was watching.
So Robert Pattinson and Tom Holland are both from England and they got that English accent. So they're both doing like Southern drawls. And I kind of had a hard time hearing Robert Pattinson's accent. It was hard for me to understand him a lot. But I also have a hearing problem. So I was like, what? But you know what I mean? So... But Tom Holland is something else, and Robert Pattinson as well. And he's got Tenet that's out right now in theaters, and he's the new Batman. And that dude is on his way on the Leonardo DiCaprio path of phenomenal acting. Like, he's going to Actually,
you
so is Tom
really
Holland.
Come around. They were all amazing.
I didn't. You still not like Robert Pattinson because he was just that vampire guy. He didn't have a lot of range, but he's definitely gone to acting school and turned himself around.
The guy from It, isn't it too? Bill Skarsgård?
Yeah,
that guy too. Creepy. But he plays the same dude in every movie I've ever seen him in.
Like a malnutritioned guy from the 40s coming back from war. That's his thing.
All right. So also, episode 5 of The Boys came out. That was amazing.
Brutal.
Very you see the very there was a superhero sex scene.
I can't stop thinking about that scene. I was mad
a
with
violent
the show episode.
Superhero sex scene. If you want to see, that's called The Boys. Crazy on Amazon Prime.
Nervous about being on the air? Then text us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, what'd you post on social media that got you in trouble? Call us at 877-937-1047. Did you see what LeBron James Jr. did, his son Bronny? Did you see what he did?
No.
He posted over the weekend him smoking weed. He's 16. He's 16, and he was smoking a joint. And he posted it on his own social media, and he's getting tons of flack. But if you really think about it, 16, I don't know if when you were 16, but I was around. My friends were smoking weed at 16. But you didn't post it and tell your parents about it and do whatever.
Yeah, and also, isn't he on like a basketball team that probably has like a drug policy?
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Something about his caption, too, that it's something about the Lakers beating the Nuggets or something like
and
that.
And he's smoking a nugget or something like that. Like he'd made some comment because they something like that.
Like a little diss.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the game.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of different things about it. The thing is, he posted himself smoking a joint on social media, and he's 16. Why would you do that, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to hear from you. Have you ever posted anything on social media and you got in trouble? I did. Delaney did. What'd you do, Delaney? Oh, you want to come in here? Okay. It's better if she comes in here.
You've done, I feel like, a few things on social media that's gotten you in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I only think of one.
Well.
Remember
Yeah, I mean, I guess the first time when you called like Harry Liam or something like that.
Oh, that
and then One Direction came after you on social media. But that was kind of in an interview. And then. I don't even know if we can say.
I don't think we should.
I wasn't even thinking of that one. I was thinking of another
bad.
One.
That
I was talking
really
about
bad.
The Prince thing.
That's what I was thinking of.
Prince?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Prince.
See, you
that
have done
too.
A few things.
Yeah, but that's the Prince
three.
Thing, I defend the Prince thing.
Oh.
What's the other one? The K-pop thing?
Yes.
That was a big one. I'm still dealing with that. I still deal with that aftermath to this day.
Yeah.
I have
more than a few
people at iHeartMedia and people at Instagram, Facebook still dealing with the K-pop thing because it's frozen my account. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. So yeah, I guess I have.
Yeah. Oh, what did I do?
Another great segment for you to call in for.
For real.
Like you're like, oh yeah, the Prince thing. The Prince thing nearly cost us our entire career.
Yeah.
Oh, it
yeah.
gave me tonsillitis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the time I posted that picture. We even talked about it last week when I posted that picture and it was somebody else's junk on my Instagram.
Yeah.
On my Twitter. Jeez.
Sanjay.
What'd you do, Delaney?
So I was a senior in high school and I was captain of my cheer team. And we had a car wash one day. I posted a picture of us at the car wash. And my caption, looking back at it now, yes, it was probably inappropriate. But the caption was, bitches, bikinis, and burritos, come to our car wash. But the best part about it is we're sitting on the curb and we're all like fully clothed. Like nobody's in a bikini. I'm literally in a long sleeve shirt.
That's why
because it's
trouble.
Gloomy outside. Yes, on Monday I came back to school. I got called to the principal's office. Ooh. I was absolutely terrified because I never got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had told on me and I think it was one of the moms. She told on me. I got called up to the principal's office and he's like, Delaney, you can't post things like that. You're the captain of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed him the picture, and he was also confused because we weren't in bikinis.
So was it a dad that complained because you weren't in bikinis, or was it a mom that complained because of the caption?
I'm pretty sure it was a mom that complained because of the caption.
Bitches, bikinis, and burritos.
Yes.
Were there burritos, or just because you're in Mexico?
Well, we were out front of a taco shop. I thought I was being clever.
No, it sounds like a great weekend.
All right, so 877-937-1047. What is a stupid thing you posted on social media that had consequences? How did you get in trouble? We want to hear from you. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
LeBron James' son, 16, posted video of him smoking weed on social media. So we wanted to hear from you. You ever post anything on social media that you got in trouble for? 877-937-1047. Jamie, what happened? What'd you post?
So I was 6 months pregnant, and I already disclosed it to my work and everything, and they didn't have a problem with it. So So it's winter, and they send me to a roof job, and me and my partner go, and we climb up on the roof. And my partner had a family emergency, so he got off the roof, took the van, the only vehicle on site, and left. So here I am on a tile roof in the middle of a rainstorm by myself, 6 months pregnant. I call my boss. Long story short, I post about it on my Facebook about what had just happened. So hundreds of people off of my Facebook ended up calling in to the place I work to file a complaint against them and against the other employees. So the next morning I get to work and I get pulled into the office. Corporate had even come down and they're writing me up for disclosing company stuff on Facebook. So I ended up signing the write-up and everything, and at the end of it, I handed them my work phone, all of my work badges, and I walked out and quit my job. Never looked back since.
Wow.
It's weird because it's like you should have never been left there and somehow you got in trouble for it. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there was never any repercussion on the other employee, just me, because I posted about it on social media.
Heck, would he leave the work truck and you just stuck up there? That's terrible.
Yeah. All right, so since then, did you get another job? Are you good?
Yeah, I ended up with another job. I run a tow yard, and my daughter gets to come with me to work every day.
So, yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, Jamie.
Yep.
Dean, what did you post on social media, and how'd you get in trouble?
So my daughter, this is a couple years ago, my daughter was living with us, and my wife and I were trying to get her to stop smoking weed. We'd come home, and she used to ask me why the strawberries were in the freezer multiple times, and I'm like, oh, my God, this girl, we need to get her to stop. So we're going through an extreme measures. So my wife and I decided to write up a big poster and have her sit out at one of the major corners that basically says, I smoke weed. I need to stop. I love mom. Just really big, bold letters. And we had her stand out there for about 2 hours. So I went by and I drove by in my car and I took a picture of it. And you can obviously see her face and see her holding the picture. And we got a lot of people that were honking and really great, you know, really happy that we were trying to do something to make a difference. And so I posted that on her Facebook. And about an hour later, all of her family in Pennsylvania called me and were like, what are you doing to our granddaughter? Why are you exploiting our granddaughter? What's going on? And at this point in time, they had no idea how extensive we were trying to go to get her to stop smoking weed. And it did work, but unfortunately, the repercussions on the family side, like I had people that were calling and hate mails and all kinds of stuff. So it was definitely took a toll on the family side, but it did get her to stop smoking weed, at least for a few years.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You're lucky the news didn't pick it up. That's one of those things that could be a huge news story.
Totally.
Go viral.
Yep.
Yeah, so I did get a call from an officer that asked if everything was okay at one point in time, and they said, you know, what's going on? We have, like, a few calls coming in saying that, you know, you've posted information about, you know, a minor smoking weed. And I said, well, we're trying everything we can to keep her out of juvenile hall and all these other things. And I said, and when I got off the phone, the lady that I was talking to, she's like, you know what? I wish more parents would be like you and at least try something to get them to stop so that we, you know, you at least are doing the benefit for your child.
Mm. Thanks, wow. Dean. How is she now? What does she do now? Is she still in school? Where is she?
She's got three kids, but she still smokes weed like a chimney. But at least she's not in my house doing it. So unfortunately, it only works for the time that she lives with us.
Right. Thanks, Dean. Thanks for calling in.
We still have the poster. Yes, we do.
All right. Thank you.
Never know when you're going to bring that back.
Oh, man.
A new study found, by the way, that people are happier when they're spending time with their friends than they are spending time with their families.
Oh. I know. They say your friends are your family, you choose.
The main reason they say is because the majority of things you do with your friends is fun. With our families, we're doing stuff that's not fun, like chores. And
no, that's true.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
And you kind of have to like be with my friends. I let loose and like potty mouth and everything. And around my family, like I have to kind of keep it together and not cuss as much. So I can see that.
You cuss around your mom?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's why. I cuss all over my friends, though.
Have you heard of the IG Nobel Prizes?
No, what
or
is
Nobel
that?
Prizes? I don't know.
Which one?
It's if you're
they'd be different.
They're awards given the most ridiculous advances in science. For example, a team of, these are real studies, a team of archaeologists studied whether knives made out of frozen human poop would be effective weapons. They were not.
Okay.
Scientists gave alligators helium to see how it would affect the alligators' voices compared to how it affects human voices. Like, people spend time on that.
And probably money, too.
Research found that people who study insects are usually afraid of spiders. A psychological study that tried to figure out a way to tell if someone is a narcissist by studying eyebrows.
What makes a narcissistic eyebrow, I wonder?
Pointy eyebrows? Mm-hmm. Eyebrows on fleek?
I guess, yeah. Anyway, that study's trending now. Anyway, last week or the week before we did a thing on signs, I was telling you how I saw a hummingbird, and my mother said before she passed that if you ever see a hummingbird, it's me. Well, Suzette's getting some signs, but not like that. She's getting signs, though. Signs from dreams, signs being left around the house. Mm-hmm. Somebody's trying to tell her something.
For sure.
I think I know what it is. But wait till you hear this. It's coming up next. John Jay and Rich.
Find the full show podcast, the Afterwards podcast, and more from the John Jay and Rich Network. Search John Jay and Rich on iTunes or iHeartRadio.
All right, the signs. Suzette, what happened?
So Sunday morning, I woke up with Mr. Baby hugging me and like massaging my head. And I turned around, and that's really weird because we're not the type to really cuddle at night. Like, we both get really hot, so we're just kind of like on separate ends of the bed. And so I look at him kind of weird, like he's hugging me, playing with my hair. And he's like, I had a bad dream. I'm like, oh, what happened? He's like, you died in my dream. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, how? He's like, I don't know, someone killed you. And I'm like, okay, I believe dreams can be symbolic. So I go ahead and Google what that could mean. And I found that it could mean something's coming to an end, like a relationship or a job or a new life could be coming into the world. Mm. And I was like, okay, well, we kind of just read that and we were like, all right, whatever. And so we got up. Mr. Baby started making breakfast. He started making French toast and he cracks an egg open and he finds two yolks that come out. And he's like, oh, look, how cool. So I run over and I see that. And I'm like, dude, I think that's good luck. He's like, really? Are you sure? I'm like, watch, let me Google it. So I Google that. And sure enough, it says that it's a sign of good luck. And finding a double yolk in an egg means someone in the immediate family is pregnant. And we're all, ooh, what? The dream. And then this egg? Weird. So we go about our day.
Wonder who?
Oh, I don't know.
Not the newlyweds.
Weird. And then we end up getting Panda Express for dinner Sunday night. And we're eating. We finish eating. And you know how they have the fortune cookies? Well, Mr. Baby cracks open his fortune cookie. And then he reads the little note. And then he just stares at me with his mouth wide open. So I'm going to hand it to Kyle so she can read it.
A surprise gift will leave a lasting impression. Panda Express.
So he's looking at me and he's like, are you pregnant? I'm like, you tell me, am I pregnant?
How does he know?
She's like, a dietitian, Kyle.
Well, yeah, have you been eating a lot of tacos?
I've been eating a lot of tacos, but I don't know. We were both kind of looking at each other like, oh my gosh, is this a sign? Is the universe trying to tell us right now that we're pregnant? And we're just kind of like, well, we'll just wait. We'll just wait and see what happens. We're just kind of both like, ah!
Should we do a pregnancy test on the air tomorrow?
I don't
know. You don't have to do
it. I got a dress. I got to fit in, guys.
For what? When?
For the wedding. It's still happening. Oh. We're still going to get married through the church.
Well, it's not like it's not like we take the test tomorrow. It's not like, no, don't take the test tomorrow because I got to fit in a wedding dress.
No, yeah,
like
the
test
is real.
Like, it's like, well, let's take the test next year. At some point,
you
just deny it. Deny it.
The sooner you can work on alterations or a different dress idea,
and the sooner you have to stop partying too. Yeah. You can't do that stuff.
If I'm pregnant right now, I will have a Gemini baby, guys.
I have a Gemini baby. Oh my God, they could date.
I want a Capricorn
little Hulk.
Baby. I'm trying to plan a Capricorn baby to be my first one.
They're kind of high maintenance.
Yeah, I know.
So when would be like the last time? You know. That's if you time it out.
She's like, yesterday. Just kidding.
No, I meant like you had your little monthly visitor.
Oh, it should be coming up pretty soon.
What was last time, though? Was it a month ago?
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago.
So how does that work?
So,
so she's not late yet.
Yeah, I'm not late yet.
Oh, you're not. Yeah. Okay, okay.
I have about a week or a couple days.
If you go to the doctor and the doctor says you're not pregnant, you go like, excuse me, look at what Penn Express said.
I think you're wrong, doc. Read this.
Yeah, but also I think if you did do a test tomorrow, it probably wouldn't be accurate.
Yeah,
because I think they say the earliest you can find out is like 5 weeks.
My mom used to say, if you have a dream where there's a wedding, somebody's going to die. If you have a dream where somebody dies, there's going to be a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one. I forget what the other one is. But
if you have a dream, you have a baby, there's going to be a what?
I don't know. But there is that. Those are very Mexican things mm-hmm. when that happens. She used to say it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. I'm so excited. I love babies.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm nervous.
I love babies.
There was
I feel like a baby still.
The baby that was in here, Nick's baby, Kyle was all over that kid.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, my ovaries are on fire. Bring me a baby.
Well, maybe that's it. What if you predicted that Kyle's going to have another baby?
I don't think so. Scott would have a conniption.
Well, maybe he has no say over it.
A conniption and a baby.
That's what I said. It's going to be an accident.
Do you hear about that family that adopted 4 babies? They adopted 4 siblings?
No.
They tried to get pregnant and did everything. They tried to, and then they couldn't. So they adopted 4 siblings, which is beautiful. And they love these kids. Then they found out that the woman was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
With quadruplets.
No way.
Lies.
I swear. 8 kids?
8 kids in a year.
Oh.
Is that crazy? Anyway, this morning we're going to test our knowledge with Grant. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do ADD trivia. Chelsea is our contestant. Hi, Chelsea.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
All right. Grant is our host of ADD Trivia. Grantness, how do we play?
Well, first of all, you get fired up. That's the first rule of the game. Are we all ready to play?
Yeah!
Word.
I love it.
Facts. Facts.
Okay, Chelsea, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around the room. I'm going to ask everyone a fairly simple question. You give me a simple answer. You hear that if you get it right? You hear that if you get it wrong. Oh. Sound good?
They're very similar sounds.
They're close. John J. Van Ness, we start with you. The 2020 Summer Olympics will be held in what major city?
True. I'm assuming they're in the same place they were going to be. The 2020, it's Tokyo.
Correct. John J. on the board with 1 point early. Very good. Rich Bear, we move over to you. What color is found on 75% of the world's flags?
What color?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a primary color. Red, green. Well, I think it's white.
You think it's white?
Yeah, white.
Incorrect. I was looking for red.
Oh. Red.
75% of flags have red on them in the world. Suzette Rodriguez. August saw the long-awaited new installment of what franchise about two friends traveling through time and space?
Back to the Future? No, wait. Can you repeat the question?
I can't. I feel like I have to accept Back to the Future.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Nah.
Bill and Ted.
Oh.
Bill and Ted came back in August.
Okay. All right.
Nobody noticed.
A lot of excitement for Bill and Ted. Kyle Unfug. Kyle, what company's catchphrase is because you're worth it?
Because you're worth it.
Yes. Because you're worth it.
What is that? Because you're worth it.
Because
avocado. That's all I can think of right now. That's literally all I can think of right now. Oh, because you're worth it. I feel like I know this. This is stupid, but you know what? Because you're worth it. It's a car. I don't know.
I'm a car?
I've known everyone.
I got to buzz you. It's L'Oreal.
Oh.
L'Oreal.
I was going to say Chanel.
Close. All right. Chelsea.
All right. Here we go.
It feels like forever ago, but what two superstars headlined the Super Bowl halftime show this year?
Ooh. I should know that.
You should,
for sure.
Halftime show.
Yes.
Oh my God, it was Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
I will take it. Very good. Chelsea and John Jay on the board with 1 point each. We move into round two. John Jay Van Ness. In what part of the body would you find the fibula?
In mine, it's different.
Yeah, I probably.
Fibula. I don't know, leg.
Wow.
Oh!
Hot day for John Jay. Two for two.
You're so tricky.
But where's yours?
No.
I was so good at biology.
Rich Barra, what pizza chain has dominated the stock market this quarter with an increase of its earnings by 31%?
Who is Domino's?
Correct. Very Damn. Good. There was a little clue. Dominated. Domino's.
I love Domino's. Yeah.
Same.
So good.
Suzette Rodriguez. Lily Allen married a hunky American actor named David Harbour last week. What show made David Harbour famous?
Those names do not sound familiar.
What?
Is it guessing a really popular show?
It could be pretty popular.
Yeah? What?
I'm shocked.
For real?
What yeah. show is David Harbour from, Suzette?
David Harbour.
Sadly, people say he looks like me. I look like him.
I can see it a little.
I get it every season. It comes out.
Stranger Things?
Correct. Suzette on the board.
Thank you for the help. Hopper.
Hopper.
Is that Hopper?
Yes, it is. Okay. John Jay in the lead with two. Chelsea and Rich with one. Oh, and Suzette with 1 point. Kyle, big news on Tuesday. It was announced that scientists have found signs of life on what planet?
Oh, it was like, who knew it was Saturn? Who knew it was Mars? No, who knew it was Pluto? Who knew it was Uranus? Who knew it was Mavemshnup? Venus.
Correct. Roundabout, but we got there. All right, Chelsea.
There we go.
You could tie it up with John Jay here. Nick, Joe, and Kevin are members of which pop band?
Oh my God, this is so hard. The Jonas Brothers.
All right. Very good. We have a tie. Now, the way the ties work, it's between John Jay and Chelsea. A name is your buzzer.
All right.
Are we ready?
Chelsea.
Here we go. What dipping sauce comes standard in McDonald's Travis Scott meal?
Chelsea. Barbecue sauce?
Oh my gosh, Chelsea, you have 180 trivia!
Chelsea!
So get this. What I got.
How did you not beat me to that? You, like, are obsessed with it.
I know. I paused for you. I wanted to see if you knew, because then I was going to slam.
That's just going to be disappointed.
I know. So we got the Travis Scott meal. They were out of Sprite, and then they did not give us the barbecue sauce.
That's not the meal.
Shame on you, McDonald's.
Not the meal. Did you walk in with your employee shirt saying, move?
No, but Dutch went. Blake went somewhere with Dutch to get Starbucks, one of those places where the McDonald's is. I think Target, right? Where McDonald's is in Target.
Yeah.
And they had a Starbucks there, and he had to wait in line to get something at McDonald's. And he had the McDonald's shirt on. And I was like, dude, just go in and start making something. You got the employee shirt on. Just start making something. You should hold a meeting. Everybody gather around. Because they didn't have their shirts yet, except for him. He could have walked in like an executive. I need everybody to gather around here. Got some new stuff happening here.
These are the new shirts. You'll get yours on Tuesday.
Yeah. All right, Chelsea, hold on. We'll set you up with a prize. Kyle, what are you working on for three things we need to know?
This one habit they say is ruining your day. Stop it. You'll have a better day. Tell you three things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
Checking your email first thing in the morning is ruining your day. They say this actually makes you prioritize others' emergencies and requests over your own, which can hurt all kinds of things. They say to control this habit, simply force yourself to stop. Do whatever you got to do to just cut it out. Michelob Ultra is looking to hire someone to explore national parks in the United States. They will call it their chief exploration officer. So you'll travel for 6 months in a camper van, capturing content while touring the country, and of course with Michelob Ultra Pure Gold beverage drinking along the way. Sounds kind of like a dream job right now. So there's a woman named Emily Owings, and she was pulled over in Oklahoma. When she got pulled over, the officer noticed there was a couple things with her record that weren't sitting right with him, and then her excuse got kind of crazy.
Your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know. And now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County.
I have to poop so bad. Hey, man.
Huh?
This is my birthday. Wait, did you just let me go?
You have warrants through Woods County, and they're coming to get you.
No, they're not.
Ma'am.
She literally took off, led them on a high-speed chase, and when they finally got her, arrested her, she asked if she could poop in their car. They arrested her, by the way, and that's three things you need to know.
So she really had to poop. Did she really have to poop or no?
Said she did. I don't know. No word on whether she actually pooped in the car.
JohnJaneRich.com.
John Jane Rich.
Never do.
There's a wedding RSVP card that's going viral right now because it's pure insanity. The couple offering people different options for dinners based on how much money they're planning to give as a gift.
No. Who would do that? That's so tacky.
What turds.
A gift of $250, you can pick roast beef or swordfish. A gift of $251 to $500, sliced steak or poached salmon. $501 to $1,000, you get filet mignon or lobster tails. $1,000 to $2,500 or more, you get a 2-pound lobster, a souvenir champagne goblet, or a vegetarian kosher option. That's right, those two aren't offered at a lower gift.
And what do you do if you're under 250? Yeah. You just
George
don't get
Foreman
to eat.
Grills, $35.
You're not
People
allowed to go.
Are tearing into this couple on social media. Tearing into this couple.
Yeah, that's horrible. I feel like that has to be a joke, but I guess there it's are not. People like that.
A new survey looked into all the extra unpaid jobs that we've had to take on during the pandemic. You know, being a parent and being having kids.
Mm-hmm.
Tutor's number two on the list. Chauffeur, that's a big one for me. I've been driving my kids around everywhere. Handyman is number five on the list. Daycare supervisor, dog walker, big in my house. Tutor, I have not been a tutor because I don't know anything.
Short order cook, because I'll everybody's cook. Hungry all the time that's when good. They're home.
Any guesses, Suzette? Kyle?
Was teacher on there?
Tutor.
Okay.
Gardener?
Okay.
I don't know. Someone,
no. Chef. Chef is number one on the list. Some coronavirus stuff. It turns out speaking English can spread coronavirus more than speaking any other language. Because English is a language that leads to a lot of spitting. Spitting.
No, it seems German sounds more spitty to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
A bar in Florida is requiring people not to wear masks. The owner says, quote, "We do not support them. We don't believe in them." Salvation Army launched a Christmas fundraising earlier than ever this year. It's already going on now because they can't get a lot of people to do that little thing in front of the stores. Right? So they started already. Anyway, we started a thing that launched today. Look for it on the radio station website called Love Pup Day. Hashtag Love Pup Day. Look for it.
Thank you for listening to John, Jay, and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to JohnJayAndRich.com.